Rex Latchford here with another Day Page. A U.S. drone strike in Yemen killed three people. The victims were described as alleged al-Qaeda fighters hit as they traveled in a vehicle. A delegation of Yemenis appeared before a congressional panel to testify on the impact of drone strikes. One of the speakers, Faisal bin Ali Jaber, lost his brother-in-law and nephew in a U.S. attack last year. According to the LA Times, CIA officials recently confirmed a U.S. drone strike in Yemen killed a young boy in June. The victim was the younger brother of a militant also killed in the attack. Separately, at least 28 people have been killed in a spate of bombings across the Iraqi capital in Baghdad. Dozens were injured. And not surprisingly, a newly disclosed report shows the Obama administration was warned about problems with the federal healthcare website as early as last spring. The consulting firm McKinsey & Company detailed a number of problems with the site, including a significant dependency on external parties and contractors. Well, duh. And as anyone with any experience in the business knows, politics and IT management are an all too common toxic cocktail. New disclosures show repeated violations by the National Security Agency in its collection of Americans' private information. One classified ruling from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court says the NSA improperly shared personal email addresses and other information with other government agencies. In an opinion addressing the NSA's unlawful intelligence sharing, FISA Court Judge John Bates wrote, "The NSA's record of compliance with these rules has been poor. Most notably, the NSA generally disregarded the special rules for disseminating United States person information outside of the NSA until it was ordered to by the FISA court. Despite these violations, FISA court judges allowed the NSA's data collection to continue." Indonesia has recalled its ambassador to Australia in the latest diplomatic fallout to result from the Snowden-released NSA documents. They show the NSA used Australia as part of its global spying operations. Australian intelligence agencies reportedly tried to tap the phone of Indonesia's president and other top officials. Australian embassies across Asia were involved in a surveillance ring led by the United States. And finally, a U.S. government official has claimed WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is not currently under sealed indictment. Assange has reportedly been the target of a three-year grand jury investigation in Virginia. Speaking to the Washington Post, an anonymous law enforcement official said, quote, "Nothing has happened so far, but it's subject to change. The investigation is ongoing," unquote. Well, this is likely to be of small comfort to Assange, who's been trapped in the Ecuadorian consulate in London for over a year by the U.S.'s proxy, the U.K. And that's it. That's all for another Day Page. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb and is heard on the Liberty Radio Network, and it can be downloaded, feed burnt, and podcasted at daypage.net. Join me next time for another Day Page.